Caden. Just kidding. Only Caden.
The one, Caden.
The only Caden Harwick. This one is dedicated to Caden, the kidney boy.
This one's for you.
If you didn't know, Caden's the best. He has two kidneys, three kidneys. Right? Yeah, I think he has three kidneys. Or four. I don't know. Okay.
Anyways. Caden, we love you.
So he requested... Yeah, we love you, Caden. So he requested us to do the Kurt Cobain's death and conspiracies, like, around it and all that. So we're going to do that today for him because Caden's simply the best. Take me to Australia! Okay. Should we jump into it?
Should we talk about
our day? Okay.
No.
Today's been rough. We've been driving a lot, and Sophie's...
I'm not a good driver.
She's terrible. It's two.
Let's get right into it.
All right. So Kurt Cobain was found dead in his greenhouse that's, like, above his garage in his house in Seattle on April 5th of 1994. Sophie, would you like to say how?
It was said to be a suicide, but people have other ideas about how it happened and whatnot.
What kind of suicide, Sophia?
He shot himself with a shotgun.
And he also shot up a shit ton of heroin. Yes.
It was, like, triple the lethal amount.
Or something like that.
Something around there.
Yeah, don't fact check me.
You know, don't add me. I don't
know. No, it was, like, a really, really high amount, and... Like, if you have that much heroin in your system...
You could not function.
Like, I don't think he would be able to lift that gun up and shoot himself. I don't know. It just seems a little odd to me. But yeah, so it's said that he shot himself, and that's the reason of his death. And there's a whole death note and everything. It was found in a pot of flowers, like, little pen stabbed through it. So yeah, that's how it was found. And his body was found by an electrician that came there, like, 3 days after he died. Yeah. And the electrician was just, like, changing some light bulbs or some shit.
He thought he was sleeping right away, but then he saw blood coming out of his ears.
So then he was like, nope.
Not sleeping.
Nope, not sleeping today. Kurt Cobain is dead. So yeah, that probably, he's probably a diehard fan.
Probably ruined his day.
Got his day, that's it. Seeing a dead person at work, fun.
Probably ruined my day.
Yeah, so Kurt Cobain was 27 years old, so he's a big part of the 27 Club. He's one of, like, the main members that people think of, I guess, when you, like, think of the 27 Club. That's, like, a bunch of famous people that have died when they're 27. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Jimi Hendrix, whatever, other ones. Amy Winehouse. I'm sorry, I know, I couldn't remember their names. What the fuck is her name? I keep wanting to say Joan Jett, but it's not Joan Jett.
What did she look like?
Oh my god, Janet, no, what the fuck? Anyway, okay. So yeah, that's a big thing also, so everyone's like, oh my god, the 27 Club, like, you're gonna die when you're 27.
Don't become famous, because yeah, you will
die at 27.
That's my info for tonight.
Yes. Anyway, okay, so a little backstory of his, like, mental health and stuff. He's always been really, like, depressed. Like, as a teen, he tried to kill himself. Like, one time he tried to, like, stand in front of a train and get hit, but he couldn't do it. And his, like, whole thing has kind of been fucked up ever since he saw, like, a dead body in the forest when he was, like, 15 or some shit.
Oh my God.
Like, he just saw a person hanging because they fucking killed themselves in the forest. So that kind of fucked him up a little bit. So he's always been kind of morbid and shit, and he did a lot of drugs, and just, he had a lot of issues and addictions, and also a lot of health conditions, so, like, that, like, with his stomach and stuff, so that also kind of is a reason that people think he would have, you know, depression, health issues, whatever, that he would have killed himself. So yeah, also,
but
like a month or so prior to his death, he was in Rome and he overdosed on a bunch of drugs, and people, like, speculate now that he's actually dead, like, that could have been an attempt too. So there are a lot of, like, solid reasons to, yes, like, why people think he did in fact kill himself, but let's jump into reasons why they don't think he killed himself.
Yes.
So would you like to kick it off?
Oh yeah. So they believe that Courtney Love, his wife, hired a hitman to kill him.
Tom Graham believes that. He's, like, a guy that Courtney hired as an investigator.
Yeah.
To find Kurt, because he went missing for a little bit prior to him being dead or whatever. He was just trying to figure out where Kurt was, but, like, the whole time was a little sketchy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so Tom was, like, a little sketched out because Courtney didn't show any, like, empathy or, like, any really big want in, like, finding him or caring really that
much. So at this point, he's just missing.
Yeah, he's just missing at this point. This is, like, before they find his dead body.
Yes.
Yeah, so Tom Grant is, like, and I think it's believed that they like, went there a few days and he was, like, already dead there, but they just never checked the greenhouse. Like, Tom Grant there. So, yeah. That was a thing, but, so Courtney, yeah, she was just, oh, my fucking earring popped out. Courtney just acted like she didn't care. She was staying in a hotel in, like, fucking Seattle or some shit. I can't remember where. Or maybe it was, like, LA. I can't remember. But, yeah, so Tom Grant was immediately skeptical of that. Okay, so the reason that people find, like, a motive for her is because of, Kurt. It was rumored that Kurt wanted to get away from her and, like, divorce her and leave her completely. And she was not having that at all because she, people think that she wanted money and fame and all this sorts, and Kurt had it, obviously.
Yes.
So she thought, like, being with him would really promote her band Hole and all that. And, like, another thing is, like, a week after he died, her new album came out. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe it was, like, to bring attention to her, like, right before it came out. Yeah. So that's another, like, motive that kind of goes against her a little bit.
And then there was, like, signs at the scene of his death that, like, kind of pointed to it not being a suicide.
Yeah. Like, okay, so, obviously the first thing is, like, having that much heroin in you.
Yeah.
And, like, you would not be able to do that because it super, like, mellows you out. Like, a lot of people, like, just, like, pass out, basically. Like, they're not there. Oh, your phone fell. Again. Yeah, so they're, like, not really fully there. And another thing is the shotgun shell. So when you're, like, holding it a certain way and, like, the way they say he was, like, it would shoot out a certain direction, like the shell. But the shell was found in the opposite direction, so it would be as if somebody holding the gun and shooting him. So, like, that's another reason why they think somebody shot him, or, like, Courtney hired a hitman on him.
And then it was his letter also.
Yeah, his suicide note was a little sketchy and suspicious, just in the fact that, like, it did not feel like a suicide note whatsoever. So, yeah, it did not feel like a suicide note whatsoever. It, like, was very much more, like, he wanted to leave and stuff like that. Like, he didn't, like, specifically say, like, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. So a lot of people think it was, like, written prior, and she just, like, found it or something like that. And this Tom Grant guy, he is, like, the main believer, pretty much.
Yeah, that Courtney did it.
Because right after he was found, like, the cops pretty much, like, completely didn't care at all. Like, think about any other things except for, like, it was suicide.
It was a suicide. Like, they started that right away and then,
yeah, they ruled it, like, immediately as a suicide. They did not investigate any further. So a lot of people think that, like, she had a part in doing, like, that, and, like, paying him off or something, or, like, they were, like, partnered.
Cover it up.
Yeah. So that was, like, another really big thing with that, because usually if somebody's dead, like, you look into all the options and not just saying, right away,
it was a suicide.
Like, no.
Because if there's a possibility of a murder, you want to make sure you find the person.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, there were obvious little suspicious things that they could have looked at and looked further. And they didn't, like, check for fingerprints or anything. They got rid of all the evidence, like, right away. He was cremated, like, right away. Like, they did nothing to even try and remotely figure it out. So that sucked a lot. Because, you know, you're supposed to try that.
Yeah.
So on, like, the hitman thing, there was a documentary that came out in, I think, 1997, and it's called Kurt and Courtney. And basically, there was this guy, I think his name was, like, Eldon or something like that. Eldon Holmes. He was in a band. He was, like, this super, like, punk dude. He was super crazy. He was known for being, like, really aggressive and shit. He was really fucking nuts, though. Like, in the interview, he looks fucking crazy. But anyway, he claims in this interview, in this movie, he claimed that Courtney asked him, or, like, offered him $50,000 to kill Kurt for, like, those reasons that we talked about earlier, like, him wanting to divorce her and whatnot. Yeah. And then once, like, the documentary came out about, it's called Kurt and Courtney, I think it's on Netflix, you can watch it, it's pretty good. No promo, just kidding, it is a promo, I guess. Anyway,
hashtag not sponsored.
Yes. Hashtag this is an ad.
For Kurt and Courtney.
Okay. Anyway. So once he spoke out about this movie, or, like, in the movie about Kurt and, like, Courtney and, like, kind of exposing her and shit, she, like, or not she, well, maybe, who knows, he was found dead, hit by a train, like, right after, so a lot of people, like, that think that this conspiracy is true, believe that she killed him or something for speaking out, which, like, I mean, it's a little...
extreme?
Yeah, a little extreme, but, you know... it's a little weird.
It's possible.
It's a little weird of a coincidence to, like, speak out about something against her.
And then die, like...
yeah, yeah.
Right after.
So, like, the thing is, I don't think that she killed him physically, like, herself.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely possible that she hired somebody to kill him. Because, like, they never had a healthy relationship to begin with. Like, they were both on drugs, they were both super fucked up all the time. Like, And if he wanted to leave, she was very controlling, too. So, she would have had her reasons, I guess, in her own mind.
Yeah.
For it, so. Yeah, but I don't think she would ever have the heart to do it. I love Courtney Love, okay? I really do. Like, as much as I don't want to believe it, I really do think she had some part in it. Just because of all the evidence.
Yeah.
But.
Still, Stan.
Yeah. I just love her music so fucking much. She's a great person. She's fucking insane. She's so insane.
Good music, though. That's
good
what
music,
we're
though.
Saying.
Yeah. No, I genuinely do think that there was something a little suspicious about this whole thing, and I do wish that the cops would, like, reinvestigate, but it's really hard to
when they got rid of all the
evidence. Yeah, when you don't have anything to, like, look after.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can interview people and, like, shit like that, but
that's still... You can never really, really find out.
No, like, you can't really figure it out unless you look, like, right away, like you're fucking supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, that wasn't the best thing. Oh, another thing about this Tom Grant guy is that, like, after, like, right after this, he was, like, an investigator or something. Like, he was successful, but then he just, like, fucking turned his whole life into figuring out, like, or, like, trying to expose her.
Oh.
And it was really odd because, like, if you look at him now, he's, like, in this van. Like, he was in this other movie, or maybe it was, like, Kurt and Courtney or something, but... yeah, he's made, like, documentaries about it. He made Soaked in Bleach, which is, like, a really big one that makes people think that she did it. It's a very big conspiracy one. He made it, and, like, he talks about the whole process and, like, everything that went down during those days and him working for her and such and whatnot, so, yeah. Oh, also, her dad.
Oh, yeah. He believes that she even killed him.
Own fucking dad. I think he wrote, like, books about it. And was like, my daughter killed him. Like, yeah. I know it. I don't know if he's just, like, crazy, too.
Maybe.
Or if she, like, I don't know. If she maybe, like, told him something or what the deal would be.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were, like, in touch, really. I don't think she was in touch with any of her family.
Close.
I don't think so. I think she didn't really grow up with him much. But I could be wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, that's basically the whole case. A lot of suspicious things. And it's very unclear. And it makes me sad. It's a very unfortunate thing, you know? Because if he did kill himself, that's really depressing. Because, you know, he left behind his daughter and his wife and his whole fucking empire of fans and music. But, you know, the music could have just gotten to him and all the fame and stuff, which happens, sadly, a lot. So, yeah. But, you know, maybe Courtney did it.
Who knows?
Maybe another person did it with other motives. I don't know. You really will never know how Kurt Cobain actually did die, what the true story was, what he was feeling, all of it. It's depressing shit.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Caden. I hope you enjoy this shithole. We tried to do this as fast as we could. We're literally sitting in my driveway right now because we wanted to do this for you.
Yes.
So,
we hope you like it.
Yeah. And, we hope you enjoyed this.
Thank you for listening to us.
Yeah, thank you. Have an amazing weekend, week, whatever this is you're listening to.
Whenever you listen to it, have a good day. Have a good night.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't let your crazy wife kill you.
That's all we have to say.
Watch your fucking back, okay? Be safe. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.